W228 P.O. Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Multiple reports indicate a grand jury has been convened in Uvalde County, Texas, to review evidence in the 2022 mass shooting at the Robb Elementary School. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The reports come one day after the Justice Department released its review, stating what it described as multiple failures on the part of law enforcement to properly respond to the shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers. It also follows renewed calls by the families of the victims to have law enforcement officers face criminal charges. One of the big questions is whether police do have criminal liability. At least five officers were fired after the shooting, including the school district police chief. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
A New Mexico grand jury has indicted actor Alec Baldwin on an involuntary manslaughter charge in connection with the 2021 shooting death of a cinematographer on the Rust movie set. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
We have a different prosecutor. We have a law that absolutely was on the books at the time, as far as all reporting indicates. And we have that additional evidence of the forensics report saying he was, in fact, the one to fire the gun and that it was fired. It didn't just accidentally discharge.
The deep freeze hitting much of the country extends as far south as Central Florida.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Central Florida's nighttime temperatures will be very un-Florida-like this weekend. WKMG-TV meteorologist Tom Sorrells.
29 in Gainesville, 31 Ocala, 33 the villages.
Homeless shelters have opened up from Orlando on north. Ocala Fire Rescue's Ashley Gomez says people need to be very careful with what they use to stay warm.
You might turn to candles. You don't want to leave those candles burning during your sleep.
First responders often say they worry about space heaters starting fires and other devices producing deadly carbon monoxide when people aren't used to trying to stay warm here.
President Biden tells the U.S. Conference of Mayors meeting at the White House that he's hopeful there will be a solution soon to end the standoff in Congress with Congress over U.S. border security.
You know, I think next week we ought to be able to work out something, at least in the Senate. And I'm hopeful it's going to be the bipartisan package the Senate is going to pass, God willing.
The alleged leader of one cell of a notorious Mexican drug cartel is arrested. CBS's Adrian Bard with the latest on Jose Alberto Garcia.
The alleged crime leader's gang is believed responsible for kidnapping four U.S. citizens and killing two in the border town Matamoros. The Americans had crossed into Mexico from Brownsville, Texas, to undergo low-cost cosmetic surgery. The man arrested, known as La Quena, was nabbed at a northern Mexican shopping mall, according to the Mexican government.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers want to ban abortion in Wisconsin after 14 weeks. Right now, it's 20 weeks. There are exceptions. The bill has a public hearing Monday, the same day Vice President Kamala Harris is in Wisconsin to promote reproductive rights. The measure needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters statewide, but Evers is likely to veto the bill. The state health department is recommending that all young children be tested for lead in their blood. Previously, only children deemed at risk were recommended to be tested, like those living in homes built before 1978. They say that children as young as 1 or 2 years old should be tested, and as old as 5 if they haven't yet been tested. Exposure to lead can lead to slowed growth and development. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks in the Motor City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After losing by 40 points to Cleveland, the Bucks head to Detroit to take on the last place Pistons. At 28-13, Milwaukee remains 4 games behind the Celtics for first place in the Eastern Conference. The Pistons have only 4 wins. They're 4-37. Their historic 28-game losing streak ended at the end of December. NFL, Packers and 49ers. Saturday night in the playoffs. How much can momentum help the Packers this weekend? Jordan Love.
It's huge. You know, I think coming to the postseason, that's been huge for us. Kind of got rolling with those three wins back-to-back-to-back. So, you know, it's huge for us right now, just having that momentum.
49ers veteran Fred Warner on how Jordan Love compares to Aaron Rodgers.
I'll just speak to Jordan Love, and the way that he's playing right now is really great. The things that you see showing up, obviously learned under Aaron, some of the mannerisms and the way that he's operating. He's making the throws, making smart decisions, which is what you want.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 8 below. Sunshine for tomorrow, high near 10 above. Warmer and breezy Sunday with sun, high upper teens. An even warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, around 30 to the low 30s. Right now it's 3.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who's had a paper route for 25 years but never collected, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, where we talk about the movies and TV shows we love. And it's a Friday night. What better night to do that as we head into the weekend? We'll get some good conversation going about some great things to binge. Lots to do this weekend. I think true binging season will start when the NFL is over, because there's still football to watch. People are still into that. But man, when those playoffs are done, you got to watch. I watch anyway. I prefer a really good movie over two teams I don't really like. Not to say I won't watch them sometimes, but that's what we do here. We talk movies and TV on Nightlight. So kick back and unwind. Pull the whole family around the radio like they did in the old days. You got a fire going? Pull the wife and kids into the room, or the husband and the kids. Gather around and let's talk some TV and movies. Shall we? Why not? It's January. It's our last cold day. Or is tomorrow? Conrad, is tomorrow supposed to be cold?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I think it's supposed to get into the teens this weekend, though. Maybe Sunday, upper teens.
Aren't we in the teens now?
Upper teens. Right now we're like 13 or something around there.
Oh, we're 13. Okay.
11, actually.
Well, it's better than it was.
Yeah. Like 1 degree yesterday.
That is the lovely and talented Conrad, ladies and gentlemen. He is taking your calls and texts. We've had some great texts all week. We've had a lot of good activity on the text line about what people are watching, the question of the day. So we'd love to hear from you throughout the show. You're welcome to text about anything. And the best way to reach us is 920-264-0606. Let us know what's on your mind. You can comment on the show. You can respond to the question of the day. We just love to hear from you. Or call, too. We're happy to take your phone calls. You can also text on the Civic Media app. There's a little button that says text. You just press it and fire away. And we will read them on the air. You'll have if it's a really long text, you'll have 15 minutes of fame. But, you know, a few seconds. And we'll give your phone number out. We'll give your area code out, I should say. Although, do you think if I let someone's phone number out, do you think anybody would just call it randomly? Probably some sickos that would, right? Hey, who is this? I like your text. What are you wearing? Creepy. Got a great show for you tonight. Some really, really fun guests. An old buddy of mine and a really, really talented actor, Lance Barber, will be here in about 20 minutes. He is one of the stars of Young Sheldon. He was in The Comeback with Lisa Kudrow. He's worked with Christopher Guest. He's just an immensely talented actor. He'll be here in just a little bit to talk about his career and what's going on. And then at the top of the hour, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times will be here. He's got a couple really cool articles he's written on his Substack and in the Capital Times. I love reading his reviews. He's usually spot on. I'm not going to say I don't ever disagree with Rob, but he's a great writer. And then closing out the show with me will be another old pal, Kara. Huh, I can't talk. Conrad, take a memo. I need some lemon drops.
I don't have another.
Are you out
I don't
of memos?
I don't have a pad anymore.
Oh, come on.
We're completely full of memos.
Isn't there like a Civic Media letterhead memo pad we can take? And just because I know the memos are building up.
We need a full box of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, take a memo. We need more memos. So Kara Mulrooney will be here to help me close out the show. She's fun. She and I have hosted a couple radio shows together over the years. I've interviewed her on TV a couple times, and she's a really talented actor and filmmaker from Milwaukee. So she'll join me at 9:30. So a lot of fun. Lance Barber, Rob Thomas, Kara Mulrooney. You can't go wrong. That's a killer duo, trio, I should say. And, you know, every once in a while, every day, usually before I do the show, I check out whose birthday it is. Like, what celebrities have birthdays? Because sometimes it can spark an idea or it can get you thinking. And there's two women today that have birthdays that are just, like, beyond icons. And I will say this right now. In my life, I've owned one Janis Joplin album. I've never owned a Dolly Parton album. But when Dolly Parton's songs come on, and we did this last night, it was like, what is your guilty pleasure when a song comes on, you don't think you should enjoy it, but you do. That's not what this is. Dolly Parton is great. And I love Dolly Parton's music. I've never owned it. I don't know why. I'm not a huge country fan, but I like some country. But when her stuff comes on, I don't turn it off. And yet I don't own anything of hers. Janis Joplin, I owned an actual record album, some vinyl years ago. And I have no idea what happened to it. But those are some big birthdays, some heavy hitters. Dolly Parton turns 78 today. Janis Joplin is no longer with us, but this is her birthday. Do you have a, let's play some Dolly Parton, Conrad. Let's, some nice background music while we continue to open the show here. I mean, this is just, what a great song. Here you come again. Try not to be happy. It's an old love coming back into your life. We've all been there. I walked back into people's lives. They usually run. Or say, oh no. It's a great song. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes. She's one of those people too, Dolly Parton, like, she's 78 today. I probably would have guessed she was older because I remember her from when I was a kid. And sometimes these people are so famous and they're such bigger than life characters. You don't even, like, really appreciate them until they're gone. Like, I know there are people, you can fade it out now, Conrad. I know there are people that, like, you know, are actual fans and go to concerts, but I get sad when someone dies and I'm like, wow, I didn't even know their work. So anyway, that's Dolly Parton. She's pretty cool. She's kind of, I almost made a bad comparison. You like Betty White, Conrad?
Yeah, I mean, actress, some of the stuff she did, acting was great.
Actress and potty mouth.
Yes.
And she's great. And I almost compared Dolly Parton to her, but that wouldn't have been fair because Dolly Parton has been famous. I mean, they both, never mind. Don't pay attention to me. I'll be over here. And then this is another classic tune. It's Janis Joplin's birthday, as I mentioned, no longer with us. Let's play a little Janis. Can you go forward in that, Conrad? A little bit? Do we have fast-forwarding capability? I know we're out of memos, but...
If we don't...
Take a memo. We need a fast-forward option.
We do.
There we go. Here she goes. This is like such a great song. This is one of those songs you don't turn off anyway, whether you're a fan or not. Janis Joplin. Why don't I own any Janis Joplin anymore? You know what's funny too? You can turn it down a little, Conrad. When John Prine passed away, I had a bunch of his stuff on my Apple iTunes, which no longer exist. It's all kind of. And my kid, when he died, I got very sad. I love John Prine, love his music, love his lyrics. He's just a cool dude. And my kids are like, I've never heard you talk about John Prine before, Dad. Specifically my daughter, who doesn't think I had a life before she was born. And I'm like, what? I used to listen to music that, frankly, the reason I don't have time to listen to music anymore is because I have kids. But I love John Prine, and I love Janis Joplin. It's also Edgar Allan Poe's birthday, just to bring a little eerie to this Friday night, where we are broadcasting from the City Deck Landing in downtown Green Bay at our WGBW studios, broadcasting statewide on this cold night. So, all right, I'm going to spring tonight's question. This is a creepy one, but I decided it was worth it. In the spirit of the movie Saltburn, which I'll talk about in a little bit with Rob Thomas, there's such a creepy scene. There's an old phrase that someone, if they really like someone, they say, I would drink their bathwater. Well, if you see Saltburn, this question will make a lot more sense. And you might never, you'll never be able to unsee the scene either. But tonight's question, if you had to drink someone's bathwater, whose would it be? If you had to drink someone's bathwater, had to, you don't have a choice, whose would it be? 920-264-0606. Conrad is eagerly, a little too eagerly,
yeah,
waiting to hear whose bathwater you will drink. You got to guess, Conrad, if you had to.
For you?
No, not for me. I'll pick my own bathwater to drink. I mean, for you, like, if you had to drink somebody's bathwater, someone said, Conrad? You're a big sports fan. You can never watch sports again unless you drink this person's bathwater. Who would it be?
It would have to be Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon?
Because I want to soak all the funny.
She's funny. She's very funny.
I want to get all those comedy juices.
I'm not feeling a bathwater vibe there with Kate McKinnon, but hey, if it rubs off, that's... Oh, I got to pick my words very carefully on this topic, but I have to think about that one. It's probably unsettling for some people to hear that. It's like, wow, last night we just had to pick a song we felt guilty about. Now I got a picture drinking someone's bathwater. Maybe it's Dolly Parton. I mean, she seems cleanly. Cleanly? She seems clean. I'm going to think about it. I'm going to fester on that. I'm going to noodle that and give my answer in a little bit. But that's tonight's question. If you had to drink someone's bathwater, whose would it be? As I mentioned, Lance Barber will be along shortly. We'll talk to Lance. He is one of the stars of the show Young Sheldon, which I believe, unless there's been new news, is this will be the last season of Young Sheldon. So that's been a pretty good, it's been a pretty good run for Lance. We'll hear a couple clips from Young Sheldon in just a minute. And we have a Dumb and Dumber clip we didn't get to, Conrad. I am bound and determined. It was Jim Carrey's birthday on Wednesday. And we had all these Jim Carrey clips picked out that just make me smile all the time. So we'll play maybe one of those two in the next segment. But as I mentioned, Rob Thomas will be here at the top of the hour. And Kara Mulrooney, Milwaukee's own actress and producer, Kara Mulrooney. And Conrad, I think we should have a couple choices when it comes to the bathwater thing. I don't think we should settle on one person. I mean,
yeah.
That maybe is the qualifier. We can have multiple guesses.
Sounds
good. We could sort of survey the scene and say, like if it was Kate McKinnon, you could say, oh, she's was in a lot of sketches. Those lights are bright. No, I'm not going to drink Kate McKinnon's bathwater tonight. all right. So that's the question to ponder. Let us know what you think. 920-264-0606. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
To the big-hearted, the bold, the teachers, the growers, the builders, the change makers, we need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go the distance to make a difference. We're volunteers, partners, communities, bringing our experience, joy, and passion to building a better world together. Are you looking for more? Then we are looking for you. Join us. at peacecorps.gov.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back. Whose bathwater would you drink? I'm just saying, if you had to. If you had to. That's tonight's question. But as I mentioned earlier, you can always chime in. Let us know what you're watching. Let us know what you're doing on a cold Friday night. You should be binge watching TV and movies. Your mom always told you, get out, do something. No, sorry. I'm an inside guy to begin with. There's nothing for me out there. It's cold. I don't snowmobile, I don't snowshoe, I don't ice fish, I don't hunt, I don't fish. I'll take a walk. That's the kind of outdoorsy guy I am. I'm an inside guy, proud inside guy. So let me know what you're watching. TV and movies are fun. So as I mentioned, the other day was, you know what, let's do this first, Conrad. Since our guest in a few minutes is Lance Barber, and you never know, I had the sense he was going to be joining us from like backstage. So for all I know, he's going to have like a call and he'll join us later or whatever. But you know these Hollywood types. But it'll be great to talk to Lance in a few minutes. So why don't we tease some Lance stuff? We have a clip from Young Sheldon. Lance Barber is, you know, from the moment I met him, I knew, not just me, everybody knows it about him. The guy is just like a talent. And he's got like this handsome, likable quality, and he's funny, and he's good at dramatic roles. And why don't we hear some of his work right now? You got something, Conrad?
Sure. Yeah, this Perfect. is from Young Sheldon.
All right.
What do you want?
Grab your stuff. Your mama wants you home.
Yeah? Well, when she wants me to come home, she can call me.
Damn it, Veronica.
This is he's I'm sticking up for his son's girlfriend.
What's going on?
I'm taking her home.
She's not going anywhere with you.
What'd you say?
Clint, stop!
You mind putting down my kid?
He's just playing around.
This is my mom's boyfriend, Clint.
Hello, Clint. What can we do for you?
I'm here to pick up Veronica. Come on.
You want to go with this man?
No, sir.
You heard her. Thanks for stopping by.
You really want to mess with me?
Sure, why not?
What's going on out there?
You might want to call the police.
Why?
There's a bum sleeping on our front porch.
That's a fun role, too. You get to knock a guy out. You get to bully a bully. So that's pretty cool. I think we have another one, too. We have the one where they're at the dinner table.
Yeah.
Saying what they're thankful for. And it starts with Young Sheldon. And for those of you that don't know, this is a spinoff from The Big Bang Theory, an immensely popular show. Young Sheldon was a spinoff. And Lance plays George Cooper, who is Young Sheldon's father. I probably should have explained that before the last clip. But they're at the dinner table saying what they're thankful for. Okay, go ahead.
Shelley? I'm sorry, Mom, but if I answer that question, I'd be violating my experimental protocol.
Okay, moving on. George?
Well... I'm thankful to share Thanksgiving dinner with my family, of course. I'm also thankful for this fine country we live in and all the opportunities it provides us, especially when those opportunities come once in a lifetime and require taking a small risk and believing in one another.
We're really going to do this now?
Hey, you started it with all that school system crap.
I only did that because you've been trying to twist the kids' heads around.
All right, who talked?
Who do you think?
Missy?
Yep.
Well, it doesn't matter because you obviously went to your mother and made her your stalking horse.
Of course she went to me. Moved to Oklahoma. What's wrong with you?
Wait, we're moving to Oklahoma?
I thought Texans don't like Oklahoma.
You're damn right we don't.
What's wrong with Oklahoma?
I'll tell you later.
Okay, that's enough of this. Nobody's moving anywhere. Let's just have a nice, quiet dinner.
That's it? You're going to make the decision for me?
I'm making a decision for us.
All right, then.
Where are you going? George? George!
Ouch. George Cooper, played by Lance Barber, storms away from the table and slams the door. Just a really solid actor. Great at comedy, great at drama. It'll be fun to talk to him. So as I mentioned the other day, on Wednesday, it was Jim Carrey's birthday. And we had all these clips picked out. We played, that was our question of the night. What is your favorite Jim Carrey movie? I want to say, thanks to Conrad's dad, Ace Ventura edged out my favorite, Dumb and Dumber. Ace Ventura is Conrad's favorite Jim Carrey movie. So, but we didn't get to a couple clips I thought that were really funny from Dumb and Dumber. So let's go with this classic one. This is the one where they pick up Mike Starr, who's a hitchhiker. Did we play this one?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Yeah. I forget that one. Okay. I mean, nah, we can't play it. All right, what's the other one we have? We also have the one where he...
when Lloyd is on the little dirt bike thing.
Oh, he's on the little mini bike. Yeah. And they went... Okay, so I'll just set this up. They went like 700 miles in the wrong direction or something because one of them fell asleep. And they got mad at each other. They had a fight. Jim Carrey traded a van for a mini bike, and he's coming back to pick up Harry. And then they almost go the wrong way again. I love it. Let's play that clip, Connor. Great music, too.
Got room for one more if you still want to go to Aspen.
Where did you find that?
Some kid back in town. Traded the van for it, straight up.
Traded a van.
I can get 70 miles
bike.
To the gallon on this hog.
You know, Lloyd, just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this. And totally redeem yourself.
Still want to go to Aspen?
Oh yeah. Okay, let's go, buddy.
Boy, go west. Go west, boy.
They almost went the wrong way again. And great music. The Farrelly brothers always have like phenomenal music in their films. So, all right, tonight's question. That does it on the Dumb and Dumber clips. Conrad, are we tapped?
Yeah, okay. We're tapped. Right.
No more Jim Carrey clips till next year, till it's his birthday again. Tonight's question is, if you had to drink someone's bathwater, whose would it be? This is in the spirit of the movie Saltburn, which I will never unsee. If you had to drink someone's bathwater, had to, you have no choice, whose would it be? Conrad says Kate McKinnon, which I found interesting. I'm still kind of noodling this. I need to do some Googling. Maybe I'll do that while we take a quick break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Lance Barber is next.
Joking on your alibis, fire.
93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A grand jury, according to multiple reports, is convened in Uvalde County, Texas, to consider criminal charges against police officers in a mass school shooting. CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
This comes one day after the Justice Department released a scathing review detailing the critical failures of 376 officers who waited more than an hour to take action against the gunman.
A dormant case against actor Alec Baldwin is revived as a New Mexico grand jury indicts him on an involuntary manslaughter charge in the movie set shooting death of a cinematographer. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The prosecution thinks there's enough to move forward, again, on involuntary manslaughter. I think it's important for everybody to know that this is not a case where anybody thinks Alec Baldwin had the intent to kill somebody.
Philadelphia's mayor asks residents after today's snowstorm.
It's going to go below freezing tonight. Roads may get icy, so please stay home.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More people than ever have a job in Wisconsin. State officials are out with their final numbers for December. Department of Workforce Development Chief Economist Dennis Winter.
If you add jobs and pay people, they'll consume more, and consumption drives the U.S. economy. So that feed loop, positive feedback loop keeps circling on itself. We're going to continue to see economic gains and workforce gains.
Wisconsin added more than 2,200 jobs in December. The jobless rate is at a near record low, 3.3%. Reproductive rights will be the topic when Vice President Kamala Harris visits southeastern Wisconsin on Monday. Her remarks come on the 51st anniversary of the Roe v. Wade Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion. Harris railed against a Republican-authored bill in Wisconsin to ban abortions after 14 weeks on Friday. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, low near 8 below. Sunshine for tomorrow, high near 10 above. Warmer and breezy Sunday with sun, high upper teens. An even warmer Monday, mostly cloudy, around 30 to the low 30s. Currently it's 2 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5 The Tap.
What a win! The Green Bay Packers now face the San Francisco 49ers this Saturday night in California. Catch every play and score on the Packers Radio Network, locally in Racine, on WRJN 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 98.1 FM in Kenosha. 98Q Country in Park Falls and in Richland Center on WRCO 100.9 FM. The Packers against the 49ers this Saturday night. Pre-game at 5, kickoff 7:15. What a team! The Packers and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
We'll be right back.
whose bathwater would you drink if you had to? If you had to. From the 920. This, I don't know what to make of this. The girl from The Walking Dead. There's like 1,800 girls from The Walking Dead, but I appreciate you chiming in. Welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and I'm very excited to introduce my next guest, who is an old friend. It is my pleasure to welcome actor and one of the stars of Young Sheldon, Lance Barber. Hey, Lance.
Hi, Pete Schwabba.
How are you?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Well, nice to be here. Nice to see. And by the way, yeah. I think there's no question. It was a very obvious and quick answer to me. Whose bathwater would I drink?
Lay it on me, stretch.
Pete Schwabba.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I said Eric Price. I'm sorry. I should have said Lance. You're much cleaner than Eric. Much more handsome.
Thank you.
So it's great to have you. It's great to have you. How are things?
Things are good. How about you? I'm a lucky man in many ways.
Yeah.
And it's not lost on me. How about you?
Same. No complaints. Love doing this radio show. I get to talk about all the crazy stuff that I've done in my adult life that has amounted to fun material for a radio show like this. So I'm really digging it. And, writing and doing my thing, buddy. But let's talk about you.
Let's talk about us and our readers. Let me take these readers off. You have there's an option to, you know, to make yourself, I don't know what it is. Is it to improve your looks as a function of the video here?
Are you telling me I'm not seeing the real Lance right now?
This isn't me. No.
You look just how I remember you.
Don't I? No, that's all CG.
Wow. That must be nice. Love to get in on that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, we've known each other quite a while. You have not only, and I had a feeling this would happen because you're crazy talented, but you got a part in a sitcom, but not just as a series regular. Did you ever think you'd have a part where you had so much to do as a character, like comedy, drama? You got this great accent, you know. Talk a little bit about how cool that role has been of George Cooper.
It's like a dream come true kind of role for, for multitudes of reasons, you know, and that's, one of them is the fun of any of us guys growing up watching TV, wanting to do. I mean, it's a sitcom dad that, just like you said, has. I get to do all the fun actor stuff. I get to play comedy and even a little rock comedy, and then ground it with the show's so good at, like, you know, writing beautiful heartfelt moments and to play all of that stuff as well inside of that format is like so much fun. And then I'm a character actor, so I have three accents. I do, that's what that means. I have three dialects. One of them was this one from my, it was like in the wheelhouse already from me mimicking one side of my family who had a draw from the South, you know.
And, oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
My dad's side of the family was from Missouri, and many of the people down there have a draw that I didn't have, you know, up in the North. Ours was a different dialect. And, but as an actor, you're around, you know, you're a mimic. And so I was always doing that. I would slide into it. I'd get made fun of by my wife when I go see those people, you know, when I see that family and I'm within a day, I'm doing it as well. And she's like, you don't talk like that. I said, I can't help it. It's just, I'm empathetic. And this is like a yawn. I just can't help but make everyone comfortable and myself by mimicking them.
That's
but
funny.
I get to do that. Yeah, it's totally, it's been a dream come true, kind of a fun character actor job. And the money ain't bad neither.
Hey, man, you made it 7 years, dude. That's pretty
incredible. No, it was a life-changing job. There's no doubt.
So I bet you were happy when, and I was doing the math on this, because I know that all the stuff I've read online about your character and what happens to your character that they alluded to on Big Bang Theory. I was like, man, I bet Lance got that script and said, all right, how old is this kid? Am I going to get 5 years out of this?
I was doing the math from day one. That's for sure.
So is this really the last season, or is it?
It is. But I was also like, yeah, I knew that history, and then knew going into the job, anybody auditioning for it knew that.
Yeah.
History. And it's even was apparent on the page, or it said so, that he has a, anyway, it was, you're emotionally prepared for this from the beginning. You knew that day was coming, and I got to ride the full ride for it. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. And I'm well, I'll wait and see what happens with the season, but I'm sure your dramatic work in the upcoming season will be amazing too.
Oh, it's going to be devastating. It's going to tear your heart out of your chest.
Oh man.
I don't know.
You haven't seen the material yet.
So far, I'm just still making the George faces. I've been making them. But I'm sure there'll be some very tender moments.
So
now they got some good stuff. They're going to end it right. You know, that it's been successful. The writers are great and they're going to do something beautiful. I anticipate and expect that they will with the end of the show.
It's unbelievable. I mean, that you, especially a spinoff, it was such a popular show that it spun off from. That had to be a great feeling.
Yeah, one of the most successful shows in TV history. I mean, you know, one of the bigger sitcoms ever. And to be a part of that legacy, any piece of it is pretty neat. And then to carry one of our own as well is pretty cool.
Do you call anyone on the set of Young Sheldon balls?
I save that for you specifically.
All right, I'm just going to give some background for people listening. It was day one on the set of a movie I made called The Godfather of Green Bay. Lance played, we were kind of sidekicks in the movie. And I walked into, I don't even know where it was, on the set or whatever. And everyone's like, hey, and Lance goes, hey, balls. He just started calling me testicles from day one. It's like, I guess a term of endearment or just a really derogatory.
It was.
And that is morphed into Schwab nuts, bar balls. Like we've had a lot of fun. We've had a lot of fun with that.
Never ended. Yeah.
Lauren Holly even got into that. She started calling herself Balls 3. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Not talking about beach balls here. But...
We shared a connection in our fascination with testicles.
Yeah. Well, they're fascinating objects. All right. So pivoting, we have a behind the scenes clip. I know I said I wanted to play for you. So
yeah, I'm so excited. I had no idea.
I'm sure you didn't even know this existed. My buddy Mike Siegel, who played a character.
He
played Big Jake Norquist's driver, and the character was aptly named Driver. I must have been having a slow night when I was at my computer. But Mike did a really cool thing. He took his camera, he filmed Lance talking, our buddy Steve Segrin, Eric Price, Tony Goldman, all these fun people. And this is what Lance had to say about me. Go ahead, Conrad.
He's obviously a novice, but he's got a bright future. Not in directing, mind you, but a bright future in something, I'm sure.
not in directing. And then to top it off, you like put a button on it like you took a drink of your soda, this really pompous drink of your soda. Very, very funny.
Such a jerk.
So,
those are good bits, Schwab.
Those are good bits. Do you remember? Okay, I'll tell you one more story from The Godfather Green Bay. I loved. We were in Vegas. We had that little Geo. If you haven't seen The Godfather of Green Bay, you should. But there's this little Geo car, and Lance and I are driving from our characters are driving from Los Angeles to Wisconsin to get on the Tonight Show because the Booker of the Talent Show, the Tonight Show is going to be at a roadside bar in Wisconsin where they do comedy. So we're shooting in Vegas and we get pulled over because we didn't have a permit. And the Vegas cop, we're right on the strip, and the Vegas cop leans in and goes, you guys got a permit? And first of all, like Brian Edding is there and the whole crew, they come to the actors.
To ask
if we have a permit. I said, oh, I'm sorry, we don't. He's like, you need a permit. And I go, well, officer, please, we got to get this scene because I got to get him back. I think I said, I had to get you back because you had a part on Yes, Dear that night. He's like got the flashlight in the car. He just looks at it. He takes a long pause and he goes, yeah, I like that show. And he let us go. He let us film the scene.
That's some power. That's some Hollywood power.
It was brutal. I totally used your star to get us out of that. So
yeah, the stardom of two lines on Yes, Dear.
So what you work, Wallace Shawn, my guest, by the way, is Lance Barber, the amazingly talented Lance Barber, who is on one of the stars of Young Sheldon and many other shows as well and movies. What is it like working with Wallace Shawn? How cool is that? Is he a good guy?
I mean, that's one of the, you know, I mean, like I said, just chock full of like, you know, show business perks like that of getting to work with so many people who are interesting and fun and those you respect, right? And so Wally Shawn, of course, we all love Wally Shawn. He is the Wally Shawniest Wallace Shawn I've ever met. He's everything you'd expect him to be. He is a bowl of pudding. He is a sweet, sweet bowl of pudding of a man, and a joy to work with. He has a process and a history. Getting to talk to him a little bit personally and professionally, that is fascinating. And they're like somebody that we watched for so, you know, so many years and enjoyed for so many years, and like, to get in and want to work with him, and then, you know, just to shoot the breeze with him is pretty neat. Craig T. Nelson as well. Annie Potts, you know, people who have done some pretty
I
cool
wanted
stuff.
To ask you about her too. I love Annie Potts. How is it working with
me
her
as well? She's a spitfire. She's wonderful. She's a joy to work with. And somebody that we watched when we were younger and loved. I did.
Yeah. Designing Women. She was just a smart aleck and very
phenomenal. And yes. And Pretty in Pink. Just so memorable.
I noticed also one of my favorite actors ever is Jason Alexander. And he's been on your show. Did you have scenes with him?
I didn't get to have scenes. And I didn't the first time. I remember it being very disappointing. I think I came to work for a day that I wasn't working just so I could be with him. And then I came and watched his whole day. Like, one of the first things he did was like directing a school play. And at the end, he had to fill in because Sheldon left and he was playing Annie. And he had on the Annie dress. And he, you know, a couple of takes where he's singing the, you know, the finale of the show tomorrow, you know, he's singing the Annie, and he's really just selling it. And it was just, what a neat thing to get to watch. He was hysterical.
I got to look for that. He was one of the people I was hoping you would work with, because I was next to him at a Starbucks once, and the guy behind it, 'cause this is at Seinfeld, had just gone off the air, but he's still Jason Alexander. He's George, you know. And the barista says, "Name, please." And he says, "Jason." "What?" "Jason." "Sir, what is your name?" I'm like, I almost interject. I'm like, "Are you serious? Just put the guy from Seinfeld on his cup, will you?"
But under a rock? Yeah.
Exactly.
He actually directed us. I mean, it was one of his earlier, I don't know if it was first, but an early directing venture for him. And that was fun too. I got to be directed by Jason Alexander, and that was great.
This, I have a few more questions for you.
He was Mel P. Schwabba. I'm going to tell you that when it comes to directors.
You're just saying that because you want to drink my bathwater, balls. have you seen Saltburn, by the way?
Why is everybody asking me this? I haven't. My 15-year-old comes home from school. He's like, "Dad, we should watch Saltburn." And I said, "No." Apparently, the kids are watching scenes of it. Is it filthy?
Okay. Well, it's shocking and unsettling and shook me to my core. My son, Joe, who you might remember, is 23.
I remember Joe.
Yeah, he's 23, and he's headed out your way soon. So, but my daughter, Kate, who's 18, said, and she's the earthiest kid in the world, "Dad, see the bathtub scene yet?" I'm like, "No, we're 30 minutes into it, Kate. What?" And now I'm panicking because I know how she is. You just got to see it. And that's where tonight's question comes from. But I want to ask you about Robert Belushi. Does that name mean anything? The last name certainly does, I'm sure.
Well, certainly. Robert Belushi.
He was in a film you did called Fool's Paradise, directed by Charlie Day.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that doesn't mean you had scenes with him, but I used to coach him as a kid. Okay. And he's Jim Belushi's kid. That's why I thought, it'd be funny if Lance worked with
him. Is he his son?
Is he what?
He's Belushi's son?
He's Jim Belushi's son, yeah. And I remember him as being a really nice kid, but I don't know.
Yeah. No, I didn't get to work with him.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So take him off.
I'm sure he's lovely, and I hope to work with him.
Take him off the bathwater list. That's what I'm hearing. all right. I'm talking with Lance Barber. I've got a really fun song I need to play for Lance. That's coming up next. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell me.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
93.5 The Tap.
Been running away from something we both know.
Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, to Nightlight. Live in the moment, folks. That's my message tonight. Because it is truly a privilege to have a moment to live in. So I hope everybody's having a great night. We're back with actor from Young Sheldon, Lance Barber, playing one of his favorite and my favorite artists. I think that helped us bond when we met years ago. I don't know if you remember that, Lance. You were playing that song on a guitar on the set and singing it, and I think I tried to chime in and ruin the whole thing, but it was excellent. And the room cleared out when I started singing. But no, you were phenomenal. Do you still play music?
Yeah, I still play for my kids and for fun. You know, yeah. A little bit. Not much though. I'm rusty. But old Croce, you know, it's funny. But yes, we did connect. I love that you played that, and I love that tune. His son AJ Croce is doing a tour. Croce playing Croce, and I just found out about it and got tickets. It's coming to LA in the fall of next year. And
no way.
He's going to do his dad's tunes. I've heard him before. He's terrific. And 50th anniversary, I think, of his father's maybe birthday or passing.
I know they had that coffee place in San Diego, Croce's Coffee.
They had Croce's restaurant. His wife did for a long time. When I visited it, it was cool. They had like Jim's like handwritten notebook pages of songs that too on the wall and frames and.
Yeah,
cool. I don't think that exists anymore.
Oh, really? Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, there's nights I'd go on like a Croce jag and just like lose myself on YouTube and some whiskey for like, and all of a sudden it's like 5:30 in the morning. It's like, what the hell? So for people, what we do on the show, Lance, is we talk about movies and TV. We give people suggestions. Yeah. We find out what other people are watching. You were on a great show called The Comeback. For people that haven't seen it, It's something they should find. How was that? Tell us about that experience.
Yeah, do yourself a favor, folks, and watch that. I'd like to watch it again because it's been so long it's been on. It was at a time and place in like history, right?
I
wonder how it ages. But I mean, I've heard from other people that it still holds up, but it was like at the beginning of the reality TV thing, right? And it was lampooning that world. And it was kind of early in that world. But I think it did it so well. That was a show that I'm, you know, still so proud of. I still get approached about because I was such a fan of it. We're lucky to like be in things that I, you know, genuinely love. We don't always, and we don't always get that luxury of like, but that, you know, that among others was something that was in my sensibilities of like comedy. And I was so excited to do it. It was also on the heels of things like, The British Office and that early on in that move for that that uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah.
Which The Comeback did really well. Kudrow did that really well. And to be a part of that, like that tone was so great.
It's like my favorite type of comedy.
Very little that was memorable. You know, it was kind of a small, quiet role, really, certainly in that first season. But it allowed me to do things that were memorable as a villain.
Yeah. You have really good roles, dude, on just a lot of your credits, because I'll mention your name time to time over the years, and people go, oh, he's the guy from The Comeback, or, oh, he's the guy from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, or he's the guy, I'm like, wow, that's so cool that they're remembering Lance, or that, you know, you have this, like, even if you weren't a series regular, and I knew you were on The Comeback, but I just think that's really cool that they remember you, you know what I mean?
It's cool. I got like three things I get. Those are the things I get approached about. I've got the three as a character actor. I've got three characters that are memorable enough that I get approached about all three of them still, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, yeah, it's super cool. It makes me feel great. And the, you know, that was the ideal. That, you know, my favorite is, which is really only happened a couple times, but when people say my name.
Yeah.
That, and that maybe came with this, like, are you Lance Barber, the actor? Not are you that guy, but they actually knew my name. You're that guy from that show that we liked, right?
That thing, yeah.
I only recognize your face, but then some people knew my name. I'm like, oh, that feels like I'm on top of the world. I'm on another echelon.
Yeah.
They actually knew what my name was, right?
Yeah, it's very, very genuine. That's so cool. So what, I know, you know, you don't always get to look ahead, but do you have something else lined up already? Or I'm sure you're reading scripts all the time. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah, every night I got to get off this old radio show here and get to reading my scripts. I got nothing lined up.
I got nothing. Hard, you know,
I've got the luck of like not having to worry about for the first time ever what's coming next.
Yeah.
You know, financially, I don't have to worry about what's next. So I can enjoy, like, when we're done with work, I'm leaning into family time, you know.
Yeah.
Strike Club. We have that last year. I got all of my kids' summer vacation with them.
Wow.
And that was super cool. And I'm going to be able to do that again this year. And my wife and I are going to take the kids to on a trip in June after they get out of school for my wife's 50th. And, you know, I'm going to celebrate a little bit and not worry about work for a minute. But I'll be restless and interested in working again before too long. But right now I feel like the super luxury of not having to really worry about it and enjoy my family.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm talking with Battle Creek's own Lance Barber, one of the stars of Young Sheldon.
I'm from Serial City.
The Serial City. That was my question. Do you get back there much? Or
I do. My sister's still there. I still have family in the area and friends in the area.
Yeah.
Not as much family as I used to, but I do. I'm back there every year. I got a couple very good friends there, you know, that I see. And I just did a play there over the, I worked at the Summer Stock Theater.
Oh, wow. Cool.
There when I was a kid, I'd go to the Summer Stock Theater. That was one of the things that I got bit by the theater bug. And it was a Summer Stock that was been around like 75 years now. And it was in a small burg outside of Battle Creek where I grew up called Augusta, Michigan. The barn theater. It was an old dairy barn turned into theater, but it was an equity house, and you could go and get your equity card by working as an apprentice there, right? And putting in your time on stage and doing the cabaret and mowing lawns and selling tickets and building sets, all that stuff, right? And so I did that when I was 19, one of my best friends, and I worked at that Summer Stock Theater and did, you know, musicals.
That's so cool. Wow, what a great...
So I went back, yeah, I just went back in August and did a show. I did Clue.
Oh, very nice.
One of my best friends, and I was Colonel Mustard, and it was a blast.
I see you more of as a plum, Professor Plum, but whatever, you know, you can do it all. Hey man, I wish we had more time. This is so much fun. We need to pal around more is what we need. We need to go antiquing. Let's antique.
Okay.
You got fine. A minivan, right?
I do.
All right.
Let's do it.
Done and done. Hey, I appreciate your time, buddy. Thanks so much, Lance. It was great catching up and continued success. We'll be watching Young Sheldon. Good luck. Thanks so much. All right, that's Lance Barber from Young Sheldon. What a fun catch-up that was, and what an amazingly talented guy. So coming up in just a couple minutes, Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. We're going to talk about Saltburn and bathwater and all kinds of disgusting stuff. You won't want to miss that. And then my other good pal, Kara Mulrooney, joins me at 9:30. This is Pete Schwabe. You are listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
In the morning, and we've been hiding from something that should have never gone this far. But after all, it's what we've done that makes us what we are. And you've been talking in silence, but if it's silence you adore. Oh, little one less set of footsteps on your floor in the morning.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Todd Allbutt Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance. I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Allbutt Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You are listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.